Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A new rule recently released by USDA regarding the enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act marks a significant development. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, CEO Bill Bullard says that his organization has dedicated over a decade to advocating for this change and discusses how this development can impact the cattle industry.
So the Packers and Stockyards Act is just a little over 100 years old, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has never written rules to implement and enforce the provisions in the Act that make it unlawful for meatpackers to engage in unfair, deceptive, or unjustly discriminatory practices, or to grant undue or unreasonable preferences or advantages to some cattle producers and not to others. And so now USDA has finalized the first rule, and it addresses three things. It addresses deception, it addresses retaliation, and it addresses unjustly discriminatory practices. And so this is the first step. We're waiting for a second rule that we think is going to be even more important than what this one is.
Bullard says these important provisions that have now been added will add clarity to the rules, finally adding certainty and helping rebalance the despair of power between cattle producers and a handful of multinational meatpackers.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.